Brother Peter's love was not limited to those who sought him out for spiritual advice. He had the greatest love and care for the poor, and though none so poor as he was able to help them with the money that was given to him, and by the effect which his words had with the rich and powerful, whom he ever urged to greater regard for the poor. The poor got alms from Brother Peter, the sick health, the perplexed advice, and the sorrowful comfort. His time and attention were largely absorbed by the crowds that flocked to him for these blessings. But over and above these lesser worries, his ever-growing congregation gave him much more concern. From his first house of St. Maria del Morone, and especially from his second of St. Spirito de Magella, his religious family began to spread steadily. The saint's congregation had spread over Italy. In the lifetime of its founder, Brother Peter's order counted 36 monasteries and 600 monks. It must be confessed, however, that the order of St. Damian, or, as it was afterwards called, that of the Celestines, was not a great asset to the church. After the effect of Brother Peter's personal example had worn off, the order began to decay steadily. It has been pointed out that he made no definite regulation about the regular practice of mental prayer, nor about the reception of novices, nor about study. Hence, through the various houses were dependent on the abbot general of the monastery of the Holy Ghost on Mount Moroni. They were independent of one another, and often small, unfit subjects were very frequently received, and at length profound ignorance even of the proper principles of the spiritual life became manifest among considerable numbers of the brethren of the order. Despite the efforts of St. Robert Bellarmine, who became protector of the order in 1666 to reform it, disunion and corruption led to its suppression in France in 1766, and to its entire extinction in the course of the following few decades. The first pope who was brought into contact with the new congregation was Urban IV. In accordance with the new request which had been laid before him on behalf of the order, he commissioned the ordinary Nicholas to incorporate them with the Benedictine order, without prejudice to the rights of anyone, seeing that at present, he wrote, they are not subject to any order whatsoever. Wherever the saint retired, men followed him, and whether he wished it or not, kept him in touch with the things of the world. Thus he learnt of the great council which Pope Gregory X had summoned, and also of his intention to suppress a number of orders that had been recently started. In fear for his own order, Brother Peter with two companions walked all the way to Lyons, where the council was to be held. Like other men, Gregory fell under the charm of the simple monk, and, to Peter's great satisfaction, readily confirmed his adaptation of St. Benedict's rule. Protected from robbers by snakes and by an angel in the guise of a beautiful horseman, the saint and his companion returned in safety to his monks. Soon after his return to the Magella, Peter was called to become abbot of the monastery of St. Maria in Fausolais, which he had received the Benedictine habit. The monastery had fallen into complete decay. Its buildings and finances were ruined. After the monastery had been handed over to Brother Peter, it began to revive, and, before he left it, its possessions had been recovered, over 40 monks were in residence, and he had made accommodation for 60 in about 2 years' time before returning to solitude. Though the affairs of his orders, however, soon called him forth from the monasteries again before the eyes of his fellow men. When the rumor that Gregory X intended to suppress newly founded religious orders took Peter to Lyons, a number of bishops, who had monasteries of his order in their diocese, promptly declared that it had been suppressed and laid hands on its property. However, on his return with a papal bull of approval, the bishops, with very great shame, restored what they had seized, and most of them, moreover, ceased to worry the monks as they had done before. The bishop of Chieti, however, was an exception, and so persecuted the servants of God that in preparation for moving out of his diocese, they sent elsewhere their bells, which they had got from Venice, and their books and other properties. When, however, he was taken ill, he expressed his sorrow to Brother Peter for the treatment he had meted out to him and his monks, and by way of satisfaction exempted the monasteries of the new order from episcopal jurisdiction. Brother Peter also became occupied with a fraternity, or sort of third order, which he established. This he founded for those who could not take the religious habit, but desired to be connected with his order. Its members had to say a certain number of Our Fathers for the living and for the dead, to keep from grievous sin, to give alms, to love each other, looking after one another in sickness, helping their poor brethren, and practicing the works of mercy as far as they could. This society rapidly spread everywhere, and in some places soon counted 1,000 members. Brother Peter had retired from one place to another, seeking out retreats where he could not be disturbed. Finding, however, that the people would come to him, winter or summer, wherever he went, he decided to return to Mount Moroni, in order, says his biographer, that they might have more easy access to him. He caused a cell to be built by a cave of an old fort, a half mile from the monastery of the Holy Ghost. When he came to this new abode, he was received, we are told, like Christ come down from heaven, by the whole countryside, June of 1293. He remained for 13 months, till the day he left it as Pope.